Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship, no ordinary praise. Come on wherever you are and just begin to lift up the name of Jesus today. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah to his name. No matter who you are, where you are, where you've been, what you've done, what your past was, your yesterday, your this morning was, glory to the name of Jesus. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word and hot manna for your soul. I am Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I have a fresh word for you today. To everyone who's tuned in live via phone and online, I say good morning, good morning, good morning. All right, our topic for today's Daily Fire is the death of Kobe Bryant. The death of Kobe Bryant, and we are in the books of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15, and Hebrews 9, verse 27. I say again, Joshua 24, verse 15, and Hebrews 9, verse 27. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to stay tuned in or connected with me. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I am live on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, tune in using that same methodology. Call 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. Now, if you are unable to tune in live, make sure you follow. So the recording will be text to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, followed by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching, so you can share it, bless someone else's soul, and forward it to others as well. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as the ability to contact me, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, donate to support Rossi Williams Ministries, is on my website at rossi.org. R-A-W-S, as in Sam, I.O-R-G. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I'm in the book of Joshua, chapter 24. Verse 15, reading from the KJV. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hebrews 9, chapter 27, reading also from the KJV. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Praise God for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today's Daily Fire? Come on and repeat it after me. The death of Kobe Bryant. We have this, within the past few days, witnessed the death of Kobe Bryant, his teenage daughter, the pilot of the helicopter, the other child who was in the helicopter, and the other adults. for a total of 9 people who passed away. Unexpectedly, in a helicopter crash, a brutal death passed away. Gone from this earth in physical form, never to be with those people whom they love again on this earth, never to walk into the door at home, smiling, hugging the loved ones, talking on the phone with those whom they love, joking, having a good time, passed away. Now, we have seen many memes, posts, newscasts, videos, so many things honoring the life and legacy of Kobe and the other people who passed away. We've also seen, though, people arguing over whether or not he was part of the Illuminati, whether or not this was a planned death, whether or not this was a murder, whether or not this was a conspiracy. We've seen people arguing over whether or not he was going to heaven or hell. Have any of you seen this? We've seen people arguing over whether or not the reporter who linked to the story about the alleged rape of a female many, many years ago, she was suspended by her job. We've seen people arguing about all of these things, whether or not he ought to be honored. For some in the Me Too movement, we've seen them say he shouldn't be honored. In the book of Joshua 24, verse 15 that I just read unto you, Joshua made it clear as to where he stood regarding serving the Lord. Stay with me here. I'm going to take you to where we need to be, really, regarding the death of Kobe Bryant. And what he said is, you may choose to serve this person or this God, and you over here may choose to serve that person or that God, but let me tell you about myself, glory. Let me tell you about the focus in my home. As for me and my house, he said, we shall unequivocally serve the Lord, God, Jehovah. Then in Hebrews 9:27, which I read unto you, the Bible lets us know that every person has to go through that same ending that Kobe Bryant went through, death. Won't be in the same way, but every one of us has to or will pass away. And it says after that, after the conclusion of the matter of the appointment unto men once to die, then we go to judgment. Now let's talk about the death of Kobe Bryant again. So many people are focused on Kobe's spiritual position, the state of his spiritual soul. So many people are focused on the state of his legality or his legal position prior to death. So many people are focused on the morality of him. But the problem is that instead of trying to dissect and query and question whether Kobe will be in heaven or hell, you ought to be doing like Joshua, which is focusing on your own soul's position. See, the question for you and the question for me, brothers and sisters, is not whether Kobe meets the Lord in peace. The question is whether we're prepared to meet the Lord in peace. All of this, let's either demonize or idolize him. That's not the issue. The man has served many. The man has done well. He ought to be honored for the good that he has done. Glory. Because neither you nor I have lived perfect lives. What if everyone brought up your past? What if everyone brought up at the time of your demise or the time of you being in a terminal state or when you lost a loved one, when you lost a child or a parent, or when you lose a sibling, what if all people could do, glory, was sit there to question whether or not they lived well enough to go to heaven or hell. Now, don't get me wrong. There is a heaven and there is a hell, but the question is not whether Kobe was ready. The question is, are you ready, glory, to meet Jesus in peace? You see, some of us may be ready spiritually. In other words, we've given our lives to Christ, but you're not ready legally. Oh, bear with me a minute. You see, I'm an attorney, and part of what I practice is probate, and I can't tell you how many times I've dealt with contested probate situations where if you've gotten your own stuff together, your own will together, then we wouldn't have been in court for 2 years with 30 heirs talking about nieces and great nieces, nephews and great nephews, because the deceased person died without a spouse or children, arguing over your money and fighting for 2 years. Some of you only own one home, and you say, I don't have to worry about that. Well, if your deeds are not done right, guess what? Your kids still got to take the home through probate. Some of you have no life insurance. You're so worried about Kobe, but and what his money was and what his legal situation was. But are you ready, glory? And then some of you, come on, because we're getting ready to go into prayer. Let's get this thing right today. Some of you are ready spiritually and legally, but you're not ready morally, because there are some things that you need to get right with some people. You've scandalized some names. You've destroyed and murdered some reputations with your tongue. And then you walk around and you say, well, I apologize if they didn't accept it. That's on them. No, the repentance is on you, because you apologize, but you still that same backstabbing, backbiting, gossiping, murdering person with your tongue. Are you ready? Glory. The death of any person. The death of any person, glory, is not just about that person, but about, are you ready? Now, we got to get ready to go into prayer, and then I will end with assigning your task for today. But in the book of Romans chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible tells us there is none righteous, no, not one. And Romans 3 and 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us in Romans 6 that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, his Son. And in Romans 10, 9 through 10, that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And I'm going to walk you through the sinner's prayer today, not because I believe Kobe wasn't sick, but because Kobe's death opens the door for us to look at our own lives and question, how have we impacted this earth? What have we done? What will our obituaries say? And what will we have accomplished in that interim of the dash in between the day you were born and the day you died on your tombstone? What did you do to exonerate someone else from the bondage and captivity of sin, desperation, destitution, and despair? Glory. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Come on, wherever you are, God loves you. No matter what you've done, you want to meet your maker in peace. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Come on, wherever you are, just praise him. Just worship God. Don't feel like you're unworthy. Don't feel like that God doesn't want you. God loves us all. Now, there is a heaven, there is a hell. It's not God who will make you go there. It's you or I if we choose not to live in him. But we have no jurisdiction to put Kobe in heaven or hell. All we should be doing at this point, it's praying for his family and for the families of the others who passed away, that they are comforted in their time of grief, and examining our own lives. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for giving us another day. We did not deserve it. You did not have to do it, but you did, God. And for that, we are forever grateful. Lord, first we come lifting up the families of all of those people who passed away in that crash. Not only those people, but for every person, glory, that lost a loved one yesterday, that lost someone this morning, that will lose someone this evening, hallelujah, and that will lose someone tomorrow. For every person still battling with the anguish, the torment, the anxiety, the fear, the anger and depression of having lost a child or a spouse, a parent, a sibling, Jesus, an uncle or an aunt. For everyone, God, who's still dealing with the ongoing torment, we lift them up to you today that you comfort them in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask you to strengthen us, God, that we will objectively evaluate our own lives, our own souls, our own positions spiritually and legally and morally. Are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready? Have we made it right with you? Have we repented, God? Have we put our own affairs in order, Jesus? Have we made amends, Father? Have we truly changed? Have we impacted life for the better? Is there any person who can say that because I know her, my life has been changed for the better? Or because I know him, my life has been made better? How have we impacted the earth with our own resources, our own gifts, our own talents? Let us stop trying to sit here and put judgment on Kobe, judgment on the others. Let us, Father, turn the mirror into our own lives. How do we treat people? Even, Lord, when we disagree, do we know how to disagree respectfully without name-calling and bashing? Do we know how to talk with people, Father, without scandalizing and demonizing? What is our witness? What is our light? What is our legacy? What have we done with our time? Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them going in, bless them going out. Father, open doors, heal, reconcile relationships. Come in and bring marriages back together. Let them know that they are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that love them. Father, whatever the anguish is, whatever the situation is, let them give it unto you. They're your children and you love them and you love us. In the name of Jesus, everyone say amen. I'm going to give the altar call and then we're going to end with our task. But keep praising God. If you are unsaved, glory. If you are backslidden. If you are in the gropes of despair, despondency, destitution, depression, anger, bankruptcy, separation, divorce, incarceration, infirmity. If you are in the throes of homelessness. If you're in a court case. If you've just done all you know how to do when you're at your rope's end, I ask you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I am loved, that I am valuable, that I am validated, that I am worthwhile, that there's good in me, there's blessing in me, there's life in me, there's productivity in me, there's success in me, that I have purpose, I have destiny. I can impact this earth for the better. I will no longer be bound to captivity, to depression, to despair, to despondency, to my past, to low self-esteem, to low self-worth, but I have been made new, glory, in you today. I receive it. I will walk in it. I will live in it. I will plan in it. I will save in it. I will strategize in it. And I will live in victory. Glory. Come on, in Jesus' name, amen. Now listen up and let me give you our task for today. If you have given your life to Christ, make sure you get in a good Bible-believing church. Let your leader know you're saved. Get plugged in into doing something, because an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Now, make sure you follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222, so you'll receive this message as well as every other teaching Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern via text. Make sure you go to my website, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies. Let me know how Daily Fire is blessing you. And if this has blessed you, donate to the ministry to help spread the gospel throughout the world. You can donate on my website at roxy.org. rawsi.org, or Cash App Rossi Williams, Rawsi Williams. Now, our topic for today is the death of Kobe Bryant. May he, his daughter, and everyone else who passed away with him, and everyone else who's passed away, that you lost, that I lost, rest in peace. Your task for today is to use this day as a day of life-changing legacy. Get yourself ready spiritually, legally, and morally, and then change someone else's life for the better. All right, I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. for another Daily Fire. This is Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams. I bring the fire because I love to produce change. I love you. I'll see you in the morning.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know.